Hello and welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Veera Raghav. The focus tonight is, will there be a national spin-off to the Bihar caste census? What impact will it have in the run-up to 2024? A pan-India panel lined up on the show this evening. But first, in line with a large section of the opposition INDIA Alliance's demand for a national caste census, an OBC push, Bihar has become the first state in the country to release data from a caste-based survey. While JDU leader and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and his ally and RJD patriarch Lalu Prasad Yadav termed the report historic, the Prime Minister led the charge against it and warned that the opposition would divide the country. The impact of this face-off may be well beyond Bihar. Manish Kumar has the details of that survey.
On Gandhi Jayanti, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's big caste gambit. Bihar government has released its report on the caste survey today. According to the survey, out of a total population of 13 crore 7 lakhs, 27.12% of Bihar's population is backward caste. 36.01% of the population is extremely backward, which means a whopping 63% of the population is categorized as backward caste, bases this survey. A number that Nitish Kumar hopes to consolidate in his favor in the upcoming Lok Sabha polls.
कम समय में हम लोगों ने जानकारी इकट्ठा भी की है और आज ऐतिहासिक दिन पर जो है ऐतिहासिक काम जो है हम लोगों ने किया है.
While the Mahagathbandhan is clearly looking to counter BJP's Hindutva politics with the resurgence of caste-based politics, Prime Minister Modi had a sharp retort for the opposition.
वो तब भी जात-पात के नाम पर समाज को बांटते थे. आज भी वही पाप कर रहे हैं.
While there are differences of opinion between the India bloc parties over the issue, it's likely that the opposition will make caste politics or social justice an election issue for 2024. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi reacted to the report, saying that it's imperative for the nation to know caste data. What will be interesting to note is whether BJP will revise its political calculations basis the caste report. With Manish Kumar in Patna, Usama Shah for NDTV.
Remember, it's a highly contentious and substantial debate. But before we deep dive into that debate and the consequences of that survey, Pan India, let's lay out for you a little more data from it. It estimates that the population of Hindus at 82% and Muslims at 17.7% in that state. Amongst the Hindu castes, as you see on your screens, the most sizable, as expected, are the Yadavs at 14.6%. All the rest are under 4%. Remember, while Bihar becomes the first state to release the findings of its caste survey, it's not the first attempt at a caste census. Nationally, in 2011, the UPA too had initiated a socio-economic caste census, but the caste data from it was never published. Other economic data were put out in 2016, but not the caste data. There were marginal discrepancies and questions raised over classification, but the details haven't been made public. 1931 was the last caste census in India. Karnataka has yet to release a socio-economic census, which was set up in 2014 and ended in 2018, which did find caste breakup in the state. Telangana announced such a survey in 2021. No outcome yet. Odisha had announced one in 2023. So why is a caste census inevitably linked to OBC politics? It's because of reservation, A, and B, because it's expected to push up caste identity. The Mandal Commission estimated 52% OBC population in 1980. NSSO in 2006 estimated 41%. Those are the data on your screen. The BJP has been firmly against the caste census, but it has a solid base amongst the OBCs. Remember, the party has substantially built its base amongst the OBCs in the last decade, from 23% of the OBC vote in 1999 to 44% in 2019. The Congress dropped from 24% to 15%. Arguably, regional parties dominate that space. In terms of representation, 27 ministers in the Union Cabinet from the OBCs, 85 of the 301 MPs of the BJP, 365 of the 1,358 BJP MLAs in the country are from the OBC caste. So will there be a national impact? Will it have a national spin-off in the run-up to 2023? Joining us this evening, a pan-India panel of astute observers, senior journalists Neerja Chaudhary and Rohit Chandavarkar, and we'll be joined by Jayanta Ghoshal as well in a bit. Sandeep Shastri, national coordinator of the Lok Neeti Network, Professor Badri Narayan of the Govind Ballabh Pant Institute of Social Sciences in Allahabad, and political analyst and researcher Manisha Priyam. My first question to you, Professor Sandeep Shastri, do you believe that the push for a national caste census, invariably a push for that OBC politics, be a pan-India presence, or do you believe it's a state-by-state presence that would be restricted to the Hindi heartland?
Veera, the state-by-state study has been done now for quite some time, and state-by-state, we have had the reservation quota for a long time now. National level, it has been more recent. I think what the opposition alliance has done is, has in a way created an alternative narrative, an alternative political narrative for the coming elections. While on the one hand, there was talk of Sanatana Dharma. Now the new demand is of Jati Dharma, that why not justice to those social groups which were marginalized. So this is a new rhetoric that has come up. And in a sense, when the Women's Reservation Bill was passed, the BJP put it as a gender justice a move. Now the opposition alliance is saying we are going beyond gender justice. Social justice is not just gender justice. It is also for the deprived social group. So I think in a sense, the opposition is trying to develop a narrative as an alternative to the narrative of the government. And it would be interesting to see how these two narratives play out as we go forward. Because what the opposition alliance is trying to do, and we have seen in past elections, that the support for the non-BJP alliance and parties have largely been linked to class caste factors. Himachal Pradesh result showed that. In many other states also, we have seen the gap between the vote on the basis of caste and class.
Right. Neerja Chaudhary, what do you believe the spin-off nationally would be of the Bihar decision?
Look, I believe Mandal 2 is well and truly here. And the Bihar caste census will have a ripple effect, certainly in the Hindi heartland, but also beyond it. And remember Mandal 1 in 1998 by Vishwanath Pratap Singh changed the face of India for all time to come. And reservations for the OBCs became an irreversible reality, which no government after his could reverse, and was endorsed by the courts. Now, it is a reality, and power is devolving to communities that have not had a share, and they are naturally demanding their share in the pie. And this is a response, if you look at it, you know, the extremely backward castes. Their number is 36% in this Bihar census, the caste census. And the OBCs, what are called the BCs in Bihar, are the upper OBCs are 27%. Between them, 63%, that's compared to 52% in 1931 census. So they will naturally demand a greater share of the government jobs in educational institutions, but they may well demand reservation in parliament and legislative assemblies. If these parties, the opposition parties, are talking about a quota within a quota in the context of the women reservation bill, if women, OBC women, can be given a quota in parliament, why not the men? The men are going to ask this, that the category be created for them. If you have 22% for the SCST, this is for the future. But I, you know, and politically, it's likely to help Nitish Kumar, RJD, Congress, Left Alliance. How the BJP responds to this? Because remember, the extremely backward castes have a tension with the OBC, higher OBC, Yadav, Kurmis, Kushwahas, and the Vaishyas, the four major ones, at least in the context of Bihar. So whether they will naturally swing to those that side, Or will Mr. Narendra Modi, who has managed to get their allegiance, get them on his side at the national level? At the moment, Narendra Modi has, you know, criticized this move.
Right.
And said it will divide the nation. So obviously from what he said today, it seems that nationalism, Hindutva, that formula that they, social welfareism, is a formula that they will use.
Okay.
In the 2024 election. But remember, there's a G. Rohini Commission whose report has been given, is not yet been made public. And the idea of the commission was to determine how much quota should go to the extremely backward, a quota that had been cornered by the upper castes of the OBCs, if I may use that term.
Neerja, we'll get into the details of it, and I will also get into the question of why the BJP is against it next. But first, I believe we can go across to Jayanto Ghoshal. Sir, Bihar's caste survey is in a sense in continuum with the Congress and large section of the INDIA alliance's demand for a national caste census. It's believed that the Trinamool had pushed back on the inclusion of that demand in the resolution after the Mumbai INDIA meet. Why is there a pushback if there is one? And is this then a narrative that will be confined to a few states in the Hindi heartland, which could actually make some of the other allies uncomfortable of the INDIA alliance?
At the outset, TMC has not announced the stand officially yet. The position, official position, is that after this Delhi's program, Abhishek Banerjee will go back to Kolkata, and there will be a meeting, because Mamata Banerjee was also, she was in Spain. And now they will hold a meeting and they will take a final call. But the insiders, the TMC sources, what they are saying, that Mamata Banerjee is not keen to disclose the list before election, just now. Because now election, just only it's a question of few months. And the several BJP leaders in Bengal also, Shubhendu Adhikari also has said that election can take place before May, February, March, election can take place. Mm. Officially, on record, he has said. Mm. So the election is now knocking at the door. And it's a Herculean task, because state-wise, it's a very complicated issues. There are several Brahmin minorities also in Jharkhand, in Bengal also. They claim OBC status. It's a very complicated and peculiar issues. So if you want to disclose this list now, and if pre-election political anarchy, turmoil, if it is the obvious situation, then don't you think it is better to avoid this political turmoil for electoral benefit? Mm. So it is better that there are several issues, joblessness, unemployment. So TMC's priority is not the caste-based politics. And in BJP, in Bihar and Bengal, it's a completely different story. Mm. Because in Bihar, I think Nitish Kumar, he wants another VP Singh, what he did for that mondialization of Indian politics, it can be a stage two for that caste politics. And to combat the Hindutva politics, Nitish Kumar is thinking that it can be useful weapon. Mm. But Mamata Banerjee, she is thinking that BJP is not the old BJP and today's BJP, there is a change of approach to OBC also. Mm. OBC vote bank is now BJP's vote bank also, not only in Uttar Pradesh, in West Bengal also. So there are a lot of strategies. Why Anant Maharaj of North Bengal has become a Rajya Sabha member? So the caste politics is now very important politics for BJP also. So if you bring that report today, just before 3-4 months before election, you don't know what will be the consequences. And TMC is in power. If there is a major law and order situation, major problem, then it will be a headache for the ruling party in Bengal also. So from the Bengal perspective, it's a completely different state. I think it's not the more economic issues are more important than the caste politics. It is true for Bengal. So I think Mamata Banerjee, although she has not announced the official position, but in among the India partners, there are different opinions, and Mamata Banerjee is not very happy with the style of functioning of India also. In the last meeting, she expressed her displeasure also that there is less discussion, and she wants to focus now on the seat adjustment. Even when they are forming the committee, coordination committee, she said that the committee should be seat sharing committee.
Right.
The 1:1 seat adjustment is more important issue than your OBC list. That is the approach of TMC in Bengal. I am not saying what is just or unjust.
No, we'll,
I'm just positioning the objective situation.
It's a very nuanced point that you're making, Jayanto. Very nuanced point. I just want to go across to Manisha Priyam. It's not just the TMC. Is it true that wherever you have a ruling force, even let us say in a state like Karnataka where the Congress is in power, where it has a majority of the OBC vote, it finds it difficult to release the findings of a caste census or a caste survey?
So, you know, Veera, most states that I know of, including Chandrababu Naidu, who was known as the CEO in the arena of democracy, the great liberalizer and privatization, this thing, when I was working on my PhD at the London School of Economics, I found that school 10th grade results were a proxy way of doing caste census. The Mala Madiga issues were identified then by the Chandrababu Naidu government, and states after states played the politics of subdividing the backward caste or the Dalit caste, the Karpuri formula, which was adopted in Bihar. And as you can see, and when I'm looking at your figures, the moment I can see that there is the BC and there is the extremely backward caste, please don't try to add them up. They are not commodities that can be added up. Mm. They have a social existence. The EBCs are closer to being scheduled caste. Mm. So the net summary of all this is that caste censuses are available with a lot of state governments, whether they've been done through school results or they've been done in the way of BPL determination processes, ration determination processes, or socioeconomic caste censuses. So implicitly, this is available. Bihar, of course, went the full hog and said, let's do it all over again. Mm. And I think now Bihar will lead a national imprint on this, because most states are playing a politics of subdividing amongst the lower levels of the BC and amongst the scheduled caste. In Bihar, for example, everybody remembers the Mahadalit was nothing else except keeping the Paswans out and adding all of them together. And the advisor for Mr. Nitish Kumar was an officer from Andhra Pradesh, an IS officer, Krishnaiya, important officer who was advising him on this. So this has gone on in states. There will be an extreme localization. As Jayanta is telling it, we are not willing to do it in West Bengal. Bihar is something different. But the big lesson of Bihar will be that people will understand what the exact caste fabric is. The chehre ki rajniti, which political parties have been playing so far. For example, the BJP's picked up a Kushwaha leader in Bihar to fight the Kurmi leader in Nitish Kumar.
Right.
They all understand they're on thin grounds in terms of numbers. How to do combination politics amongst the pichadas. Now, the Agra pichada battle will be a battle of the past, but combination politics amongst the pichadas will be the order of the day. And I think large parts of North India will be structured by a reformulation of political strategies around this. Chehra and brand and political consultants will have a bad time now. They will require consultants of the kind who are many of, I'm not naming, Badriji is here, many others, Sandeep Shastri ji is here. Now, brand consultants ki bajaye, you will require local jati consultants of who gets along with whom and how to find alternative mechanisms to get the numbers right.
Professor Badri Narayan?
Yeah.
Would that be a genuine spin-off?
I think, Veera, this entire caste Bihar caste census report is going to do two things. One is in Bihar. There are two possibilities emerging out of that. One is a kind of multiple fracture. No, we are perceiving that it is going to create a homogeneous OBC vote bank, but it may create multiple fracture. OBC, EBC. And even within EBC, power of number and the fear of number. Hamare pas, I have so much number, and that number may create fear among others. Hmm. So one thing may be happen like this. Another thing, there may be caste combinations, there may be social combinations, social alliance, between upper and lower rank of society in Bihar against the middle. Because we heard in various interviews among Dalits, they used to say ki hum upar wale and niche wale want to come together, beech wale samasya khadi karte hain. And they are oppressed very with this beech wala. So that can be another possibility in Bihar. In national politics, I think in every state, and it's Manisha and the other colleague rightly said that it is going to revive mandal kind of caste identity politics of representation. Hmm. But they have to contest with the leader like Narendra Modi and the party like BJP, who is very innovative in doing politics. Hmm. And they have already created aspirations among EBCs and various with the raising the issue of quota within quota by the Samajik Nyaya Samiti in Uttar Pradesh and also Rohini Commission report, which is waiting to come. And this so there are possibility of this Rohini Commission report, and that may create another fracture, and that fracture may dilute the desire or hurt the desire of the this social justice-based caste representation politics of parties, what they're planning for the elections. Okay. And you know, this election, there will be a contestation between two narratives, a caste-based identity social justice politics and the development-oriented aspiration-based social justice politics, which Narendra Modi is trying to push.
So let me take that across to Rohit Chandavarkar. Rohit, how do you see this play out? In a state specifically like Maharashtra, how do you see this play out? Do you believe that this will have a spin-off in terms of identities, like you have the Maratha demand, playing out in your state?
Well, this is, Veera, this is going to have a massive spin-off. Like Neerja ma'am said, this is Mandal 2 definitely. And, there are two or three important factors why Maharashtra will kind of resonate with, what is happening right now on this subject. Firstly, like you mentioned, because of the Maratha agitation that is taking place last several years, the demand for reservation for Marathas, etc. The second factor is, of course, that in the central list, important factor, there are 250-odd or 260 castes that have been identified as OBC castes in the central list. And Maharashtra is right now on top of that. No other state has these many castes that are listed in the OBC list. So from that point of view, it's a very important factor. And thirdly, there is a lot of polarization right now with Sharad Pawar's NCP just 3 months ago aggressively demanding that OBC census should happen. And there is no clarity over, what is exactly the number of OBCs here. Of course, the last point being that there are 48 Lok Sabha seats, second largest number in the national tally. And look at, the Mumbai Municipal Corporation or all other municipal corporations and state district councils, where the elections there are not happening because of the reservation issue that is pending in Supreme Court. Mm. So all these factors make Maharashtra, they put Maharashtra at the center of all this. Mm. And I think, this is going to really take off from tomorrow onwards. Mm. Today, of course, politicians may have been busy with their Gandhi Jayanti events and all of that. Mm. But what has happened in Patna today will resonate massively all over Maharashtra, I think. And, there's going to be a lot of political traction that opposition will try to garner out of the situation currently. Sharad Pawar, his party, and Congress, of course, will make the most of it. Last point I want to make, an opinion is, they were in power for more than 10 years in Maharashtra previously, till 2014. They did not really look at the OBC census or any other issue. Now that they are in opposition, they are using the issue to the hilt, Veera.
Right. So, Professor Sandeep Shastri, you started off by saying Jati Dharam versus Sanatan Dharam, sir. Is that the real worry for the BJP, that a census of this nature could establish caste identities which could then potentially break in Hindutva? Or is it that the realities of caste, as Manisha was pointing out, the different structures could result in having to reimagine the entire caste equation and the caste arithmetic that one has lived with?
Veera, I think the wider point we need to look at is the BJP was trying to build a narrative where you looked at caste but did not put caste in the forefront of identity. And the whole debate on Sanatana Dharma was linked to that. On the other hand, what the opposition has now done is the focus on caste, the focus on the importance of ensuring social justice for the economically and socially deprived sections. I think it is an attempt to alter the nature of the narrative, to alter what is the focus of the narrative when you come to social justice. Hmm. I think Professor Badnarayan put it very well, that these are two narratives on social justice which are now going to face competition in the coming elections. And in a sense, it redefines the contours of the debate as we go forward.
Right. So, Jayanto Ghoshal, do you believe that there will be a pushback from within the INDIA alliance, or will it be state by state? I mean, each one plays their own game.
No. I think the Sandeep ji, what he has said, I completely agree. That there's a conflict between two narratives, and BJP wants to give priority to the issue of the Hindutva or Sanatani Dharma, etc., etc. And Nitish Kumar, and not only Nitish Kumar, the large section of the India, like Sharad Pawar and Congress, that they want to hijack the issue of OBC, not as a Mandal too, to combat that Hindutva narrative. But I have a doubt that how much benefit opposition parties can get, because the BJP, the Mandal 1 situation is not relevant today. This Mandal 2, the copycat of Mandal 1, is in 2024. It's not that easy task for opposition, because earlier it was Hindu party. And now OBC vote bank is also a very strong vote bank of BJP. And consistently, I remember when Advani met Bangaru Lakshman as a party president, that they have silently changed the strategy that Dalit, OBC, also Hindu. So if you want to go for the Hindu vote, you have to, it's not a Brahminical hegemony. So the RSS, all Sarsang Chalak, only one time exception is there, Raju Vaya. Otherwise, all the Sarsang Chalaks are Brahmin. But now BJP's characteristics, BJP's phenomenon, it's not 89 BJP. Now 2024 BJP is also very strategic packaging, and the first narrative may be Hindutva. But it's a good package of lot of other caste issues also. And that's why we have seen that how they are giving importance to the Dalit issue, OBC issues in different states, the visit to the villagers and having lunch together. So that old perception, they have also changed. So now I think whether it will be useful, Nitish Kumar knows that Narendra Modi will not disclose this report before election. And that's why they are trying to push it. So they met president. It's a political weapon. I don't know whether it will be useful for opposition or not. I have a doubt.
So Nirja Chaudhary, how do you see the BJP responding to this? Do you believe that they're going to stick to their guns that we've seen today? Or do you believe that there is going to be a recalibration of their stand?
I think, of course, the Prime Minister has come out very sharply against it at the moment, calling it divisive. But one thing is clear, OBCs are going to be the flavor of the election season in 2024. That much is being made clear. And it need not be the extremely backward amongst them may not join the upper OBCs necessarily. The EBCs, the, you know, smaller ones and the lower down, they are very, they don't like the Yadavs, for instance. And that the fact that Yadavs have 14% of the are the 14% of the population in Bihar, is going to frighten some of them to go scurrying in the other direction. So I think the BJP strategy will be, of course, Hindutva nationalism. OBC okay. has been a factor, strong leader, okay. social welfareism, etc. But they will also, their thing will be upper caste, EBC, Dalit. Whereas the other side will be OBCs,
is it,
minorities, and Nitish Kumar is trying to take a group of EBCs away towards
them. So that's possibly confined to Bihar. But in the overall narrative, Manisha Priyam, and I, at the last minute that I have in this conversation, overall narrative, Manisha Priyam, 89 was a different narrative. 2023, you think it's a high-risk strategy, or you believe that this is the way, this is a calibrated strategic decision of the opposition which is going to pay off?
It is a calibrated and strategic decision. The face of North Indian politics will change forever. Remember, South Indian states have had social justice agendas either in the ideological format of left politics or the social justice parties in Tamil Nadu or caste politics in Karnataka and welfareism based on it. North okay. India is still just about getting it. Now, this will change the face forever. I do not agree that the EBCs will give it away and they will get scared of the others. The real issue will be that the Agadas, who had been able to do combination politics till now, okay. there will be a real question mark on Agada leadership of Pichada politics. And Bihar has shown since 1990, no forward caste leader has been able to become okay. chief minister. Since the ideology of Mandal swept the state. And I think that's a lesson that's going to have wide ramifications in North India, which has not had social justice or anti-inequality-based okay. social movements on the ground. And Bihar is going to show the way.
My final question, 20 seconds, literally, Rohit Chandavarkar, do you see the regional parties gaining more? Because it's the Congress which has lost its OBC base, if you see, over the last decade. Do you believe that the Congress will regain this, or will it be the regional parties that will consolidate?
I think it's going to be the regional parties, because Shiv Sena has a very large, that is Uddhav Thackeray, Shiv Sena has a very large following among OBCs. These, Lewa parties, the Kunbis in Konkan okay. and Kunbis in Vidarbha, all the castes that have been listed in the 260 odd castes in the central list, I think, there's massive following that NCP, right. Shiv Sena has among them. So it's not Congress. It is the regional parties that will gain, Veera.
Okay. Thanks, Rohit. Thank you all for joining us. We'll keep this conversation going. As Rohit pointed out, this is something that could perhaps dominate the political conversation over the next few days or weeks as we go on.